98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. Dozens of communities across Wisconsin held protests on Tuesday on the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. There was a protest in Appleton, another in Menasha, and in Green Bay, where reporter Connie Fellman takes us.
The bitter cold set a perfect stage for an ice out on the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. People walked out of their homes, businesses, and schools, gathering at Harvey Street Park. Demonstrators we talked to say it's important to get out and have your voice heard, even if you have to walk out of high school in sub-zero temps to do it. Leah is a student at Green Bay's John Dewey Academy of Learning.
It's no matter the temperature, no matter the circumstances, you know, if nobody speaks out, then nothing's going to happen. You know, progress won't be made.
Green Bay's Free America walkout was part of a nationwide effort calling on people to walk out of their offices, schools, and businesses to protest the Trump administration. Organizers say in the wake of escalating ICE raids, attacks on gender-affirming care, and the deployment of National Guard troops in U.S. cities, Americans need to send a message to Washington against what they say is fascism taking over American democracy. Green Bay's Ice Out was one of more than 600 walkouts across the country set for 2 p.m. on January 20th.
Connie Fellman reporting. An area chef is standing out in a national competition. Adam Marty, chef and co-owner of Eleanor Restaurant in Appleton, is one of 12 Wisconsinites who are a James Beard Award semifinalist. Marty is one of 20 nominees for Best Chef in the Midwest. Nominees will be announced in March, with final award winners in June. The Winnebago County Board has approved joining a multi-coalition lawsuit over PFAS chemicals. The lawsuit targets the manufacturers of firefighting foam. The board approved joining the lawsuit at their meeting on Tuesday. The county won't pay up front, but would get a cut if the lawsuit's successful. The goal is to recover costs tied to contamination and cleanup of firefighting foams, especially those used at the Whitman Regional Airport. Two bills at the state capitol got hearings yesterday. One would exempt fire departments, airports, and municipalities from cleaning up PFAS chemicals under Wisconsin's spills law. And under one amendment to the bill, the DNR would get more than $132 million to mitigate PFAS in wildlife and provide community cleanup grants, along with a separate fund for mitigating PFAS directly at airports. A separate bill would distribute grants to municipalities for PFAS testing in drinking water, landfills, and wastewater systems. Either bill would need to make it out of committee, but in a press release yesterday, the governor said he was optimistic about bipartisan negotiations to release PFAS funds. Those were approved in the budget process more than 2 years ago. We've got intense cold coming our way tonight. Prepare for that sub-zero cold to hit you as you leave the house in the morning tomorrow. Pipes can easily freeze in this kind of weather. In your home, know where your water shutoff valve is, just in case. Make sure your car's prepared for this Arctic air, too. The Wisconsin DOT says keep your tires properly inflated. Keep your gas tank at least half full. This is the exact kind of weather where you should have an emergency kit in your car, a little food, water, blankets, and warm clothes. I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset, beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddie Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best thing that we have done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, with a little off and on light snow today. We'll get to around 12 by 3 or so this afternoon, then drop into the lower single digits by late afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 16 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 6 below. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.